Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Today we're diving into something super crucial for keeping your sanity in this crazy world. Mindful communication strategies. Ever feel like you're just bouncing off walls trying to get through a conversation? Or maybe you find yourself saying things later that you wish you could take back? Yeah, me too. But trust me, learning how to communicate mindfully can be a total game changer. It's about speaking and listening with intention, clarity, and respect for yourself and the other person. So, why is this so important? Well, think about it. Our words have power. They can build bridges or tear them down, inspire or hurt, bring people together or drive them apart. Mindful communication helps us use that power responsibly. It's not just about avoiding arguments. It's about creating genuine connections, understanding different perspectives, and navigating even the toughest conversations with grace and empathy. Ready to level up your communication game? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can make a world of difference. 1. Active listening is your secret weapon. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about truly absorbing what someone is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and facial expressions. Let them know you're listening by nodding, making eye contact, and offering verbal cues like, "I see," or "Tell me more." Remember, active listening shows respect and creates a space where people feel heard and understood. 2. Speak with clarity and intention. Before you speak, take a moment to gather your thoughts. What do you really want to communicate? Avoid using vague language or assumptions. Be direct, honest, and respectful, even when it's tough. Think of it like sending a text. You wouldn't send a cryptic message, right? 3. The magic of I statements. These bad boys are your communication superpower. Instead of blaming or accusing someone, which often puts them on the defensive, use I statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel frustrated when I'm interrupted because I want to fully share my thoughts." See the difference? It's about owning your experience without attacking the other person. 4. Embrace silence. You don't have to fill every gap in a conversation with words. Sometimes, silence can be incredibly powerful. It allows for reflection, processing, and even deeper understanding. Don't feel pressured to constantly chatter. Give yourself, and the other person, space to breathe and think. 5. Check your triggers. We all have them. Those things that set us off and make us react defensively or emotionally. Being aware of your triggers is key to mindful communication. When you recognize a trigger, take a moment to pause, breathe, and choose a more thoughtful response instead of reacting impulsively. Think about it like navigating a minefield. Awareness is your best defense. Okay, let's get real for a second. I remember this one time when I was trying to plan a birthday party with my friends. We were all super busy, and different people had different ideas. Before I knew it, we were arguing about the venue, the food, everything. It felt like we couldn't even agree on what color balloons to get. Looking back, I realized I wasn't practicing mindful communication. I was letting my own stress and expectations get in the way. If I had been more intentional with my words, listened to their perspectives, and found common ground, things would have been so much smoother. So remember, communication is a two-way street. It takes effort from both sides. But when you practice mindful communication, you create a space for genuine connection, understanding, and even growth. You start to see conversations not as battles to be won, but as opportunities to learn, connect, and build stronger relationships. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Protecting your peace means protecting those connections that matter most. Now go out there, communicate with intention, and watch those relationships blossom. And don't forget to hit subscribe and share this episode with a friend who needs a little communication boost. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.